Start your day the right way with the Miraya Morning Motivation.
The dictionary defines courage as the quality of mind enabling one to face danger or hardship resolutely. It is the ability to control fear and to deal with danger, pain, and uncertainty. It also means bravery, fearlessness, and gallantry. That is what courage is. And I want to say it again, it takes courage. You require inner strength to succeed. You require a face that is set like a flint towards your expected end, and ears that do not hear the words "it is impossible," which when they hear the words "it is impossible," read "impossible" as saying "I'm possible." Those are the kind of the ears that you need. I do not mean a bold face, but I mean a bold heart. Without a heart, you will never make a mark. You need a bold heart, a heart that is set not to bow to failure and to situations of pain and aggression, but rather one that stands violently on the confidence of the force that lies within your heart, the force that lies within your personal persuasion for success and for progress and for breakthrough, for comfort, for peace, for inner peace and inner enablement and ability. That is the heart, that which you need for your success in life under whatsoever confrontations that which you face. I want to remind you that, you know, what you basically need is not physical strength, but you need inner strength. Your face is set on your success goal, and you are therefore motivated towards an enablement to accomplish that goal, that pursuit. What is your goal? What is your pursuit in your given environment as you live in this country? As you go about your day-to-day activities in this country? What is it that which is your goal, your purpose, your pursuit? What is it that is your heart's cry? What is it that is your personal persuasion and motivation to go on and to push on in this nation? What is it? It is that goal which then requires of you to be courageous and to have your face set on that goal and set as flint against all the confrontations that come your way. I want to motivate you to be courageous. I want to motivate you to be strong within your heart and allow yourself to push on and to go on, because the success of your goal and your purpose in this nation will remain a daydream if it is not faced with the inner force of inner strength and courage. You know, your position might be heavily compromised. Your position might not be the one that dictates left or right to the environment that confronts and surrounds you within your vicinity and your situations of life. But the reality and the truth is that your position can be re-diverted towards a victory, towards a forcefulness which lies within, a forcefulness that gives you stamina, a forcefulness that gives you a backbone, a forcefulness that pushes you to have outstanding success even in the face of confrontation and aggression, because that is an enablement that lies within. You and I, at this point in time need to be reminded and to understand that it takes courage. And with courage, we are going to push on, move on, and to make success and have the breakthroughs that which we need. In the battle of the circumstances that confront and face our lives, in the battle of the circumstances of the confrontations which impact against us, we need to remain courageous. Because as we then build and develop and grow courage, we develop stamina. Because that is predominantly what we need to carry us on and to carry us along. We need to develop that heart attitude. The heart attitude, you know, which moves us on. Because it's only men of courage that are men of good reports. Without the inner force of courage, your place on the earth is very doubtful. You must get to a point where you know that there is no turning back. That there is no turning back vis-a-vis your circumstances and the persuasions and the purpose of your success, the purpose of your livelihood within yourself, in the nation, in your circumstances, in your work, in the things that which you pursue and which you push to achieve. You need to get to a position where you have an attitude of confrontation, where you have a response mechanism inside of you which says, this is what I need to do because I must make it. And you step out like a gallant soldier who says, if I perish, I perish, because success is what I pursue. My purpose is what I pursue. Breakthrough is what I pursue under these given circumstances. And then you move on and you step out and you make that great achievement. Courage. Not necessarily that it is the absence of fear, but that it is that push and that drive, that persuasion, which makes you realize that fear is false evidence appearing real. But courage is the stamina and that capacity within you which gives you the bravery and the gallantry which makes you step out to confront a situation and be able to be motivated towards the purposes for which you are within your environment. We are all in this environment for the purposes for which we must build and make success, not only our lives, but the lives of those who we impact around us, in order that our contribution on the face of this earth, our contribution to the community of humankind, must be one that will result and yield, you know, results of success, of breakthrough, of joy, of happiness, and, you know, results that which were it a presentation and a performance in a theatrical hall of artistry, people would stand up and give a standing ovation for the great contribution and the great performance which you have done. We need to become those that will stand catalogued as heroes of a persuasion and a pursuit for success, a heroes of confidence, heroes of inner strength which lies within the inside, heroes of a push for life which allows us to not react but respond to our situations and circumstances with an attitude that says, I am here to make it, because making it is what I am designed and made for and made and chosen to become. Ladies and gentlemen, it takes courage. May I motivate each and every one of us to stand courageous, and again I say courageous, so that as we do so, we can find the peace, the inner peace that we self-motivate within ourselves in order to achieve the use and the purpose for which we are here, for which we are members of this great and entire community of this wonderful and great successful nation, which is progressing into breakthrough and success, confrontations and circumstances notwithstanding. You and I can make it to become the peaceful and the joyous and successful land that we want it to be, even as we achieve the great purposes for which we are designed and intended and determined to make and to achieve. I want to encourage you. Let us be courageous, because Taurai reminds you, and will always do, and will never give up in looking forward to a situation where each and every one of us has an understanding in our life that it is well. Have a great time and stay courageous, because your victory, your overcoming, your success, your purposefulness is indeed guaranteed. It is well.
Share together, we got that one. Now sing this with me.